I normally don't think of deer being a problem on the highways until a little bit later in the year, closer to deer season. But are they out and about and being in places they shouldn't be this early?
We know that there's a possibility for deer to be out there at any time in the year, but we've seen over the last couple years with the bow season and stuff that kind of starts in the middle of September. Some of the deer starting to creep out there towards the road a little bit more. So we know crop harvesting also plays a little bit of a factor in that. And if we look at the stats for each year, October and November typically are the busiest months, with November being without a doubt the busiest month. So we're just trying to warn everybody to be alert. It's starting to get that time of year again.
Yeah, but I guess when the corn crop starts coming out of the fields, that's an important part of their diet and an important part of their habitat. So they're going to start moving around a little bit more when they don't have those cornfields still there.
Right, absolutely. Like I said, that's a food source for them, plus it's a source of cover for them. So when you start taking that out, it does get them stirred up and moving around close to the roadway.
What are the statistics on deer crashes in the past year or so that we've had?
Last year we had 300, or excuse me, 3,498 traffic crashes that involved deer. We had 303 people that were injured. Nobody was fatally injured, so that's good news. I will point out that in most cases, when we see injuries in a deer crash, it's because people sometimes have a tendency to overreact and they panic, and either they try to brake too hard and they get struck by another vehicle from behind, or they overcorrect and they end up losing control of their vehicle one way or another. So, really important, if you see those deer out there, don't panic. Don't, take an action that could cause potentially worse consequences.
I've heard the advice given, you just go ahead and hit the son of a gun.
Right. 99.9% of the time, if you hit the deer, it's going to damage your car. There's not going to be a lot of chance of being injured. But when we do see people that over, they try to jerk one way or another to one side or another and end up leaving the roadway, overturning, striking another vehicle, those situations obviously are much more serious. And typically the people that are injured or killed are not wearing seat belts, and so they're, partially ejected or ejected from their vehicle and injured in that way.
I guess one of the fears is that if you hit a deer, the thing's going to come back over the hood and then through the windshield into the car with you. Does that happen very often?
It does happen every once in a while, and that's another reason to not jam your brakes on. If you do that, of course, the front end of the car typically goes down just a little bit, which means it may strike the deer in the legs and the body could come up in the vehicle.
But that doesn't happen all that often.
Right. Doesn't happen very often, and again, just another reason to not brake too heavily, because that can increase the chances of that, but it doesn't happen very often.
This isn't just a rural issue, is it?
No, if you look at the number of crashes that we see, over 25% of them occur in the urban area. And I know I've been out there sometimes driving through a neighborhood and you see, deer running around in somebody's yard. So it's possible to see them at any time of the day. You see them more in the evening hours and into the early morning hours as well. But you can see them in any location in Missouri.
Now, the conventional wisdom is if you see one, there's going to be more than one. Is that real true?
Absolutely. And that's why, of course, the main purpose of the news release is just to get everybody to be alert, pay a little bit of extra attention out there in case you do see deer. Again, if you see one, a lot of times you'll see, two or three. So just be aware of that, that there may be more than one in those areas.
Now, some folks have these little horns on their bumpers that supposedly scare the deer off as you drive down the road. Do they really work?
I can't really say they do one way or another. About half of the wrecks I've worked with involving deer had the horns, and half of them didn't. So I don't know if there's any scientific data out there that can say one way or another that, these devices are going to keep the deer away.
Well, suppose I hit a deer and suppose the thing doesn't run off into the woods, suppose it's actually killed. Do I get to keep it?
If you want to keep it, you certainly can. You'll want to notify the law enforcement agency in that particular area if there's damage to your vehicle and you're going to need a crash report. If you don't need that crash report and you want to keep the deer, then you'll need to notify the Department of Conservation. They'll have to fill out a form so that you can legally possess that deer. And also, if you try to take it somewhere to get it processed, they won't do it without having that proper documentation as well.
Is the deer, assuming you go through all of these hoops, is the deer processable or is it too badly mangled by the collision quite often?
I think it just would depend, on the collision. I've seen some deer that weren't, too terribly bad, that part of them would be edible, and I've seen others that just wouldn't be, probably wouldn't be suitable for eating.
I suppose it depends on the speed at which you hit the thing.
Absolutely. The speed and the type of vehicle and where you strike them at and those types of things.
And the size of the deer, for that matter.
Sure. Absolutely.
These things, they're not really very big, but I've seen a lot of damage on vehicles that do strike one of these deer.
Right. And you think about them not being really big, but if you're going 55 or 60 miles an hour and you hit something that weighs 150 pounds, it really makes you think about how much force, is applied to that, to the vehicle and to the animal both.
Let's assume that I hit a deer on the way home tonight. Should I pull off to the side of the road? Obviously, I should, but should I get out and try to drag that deer off the street or off the highway?
The most important thing is to make sure that you don't, make the situation worse by having your vehicle out there on the roadway or yourself getting struck by another vehicle. If you hit one and the deer is still near the roadway, contact your nearest law enforcement officer, either the patrol through Star 55 or a local police agency, and let them know that you've struck the animal, and they can send somebody out to take care of it.